There's absolute chaos on the Facebook pages of Townsville at the moment. Everyone's posting, do I need sandbags? Where do I get sandbags from? Because we have got some heavy showers coming. Nitso from the Oz Cyclone Chasers, our favourite weatherman. What have we actually got coming? Do we need those sandbags?
Good morning, Crystal and Anthony. Hey, today, definitely not. We will see a few showers today around the place. Tomorrow, the first half of tomorrow, just a few showers around the place, very similar to today. Pretty cloudy sort of days, a little bit of light patchy rain. There's nothing too dramatic in any of that. However, as we get into late Tuesday, so Tuesday night into Wednesday, that's the time where we're expecting to see some really heavy rain locally. And by really heavy rain, we're talking around about that 100 millimetres over that 24-hour period. The possibility, though, exists if we do see a weak little low popping up near the coast, we could see numbers getting up to 200 or 300 millimetres. Wow. In localised pockets of the coastline in that 24-hour period. So that's the part that I think people are a little bit concerned about, is that period between Tuesday night and Wednesday night. There is going to be a particularly about a 6 to 12-hour period in there where there's going to be some very heavy rain. We're pretty confident on that. We just don't know. In terms of numbers, it's always a bit of a numbers game. We don't really know the numbers. But I think 100 millimetres is a reasonably safe estimate for that period of time in that 24-hour time frame. And in terms of winds, that's another issue too. So if you are out on the water on Wednesday, make sure you're not out on the water on Wednesday. Mm. would be my advice to you. We're looking at winds around 50, 60 kilometres an hour out there. So, you know, very, very windy, possibly gusts up to about 80 kilometres an hour out there. So some really strong winds. And this isn't just Townsville. This extends up to Ingham, extends down to Eyre, extends outwards to Charters Tower. So everyone's getting this system. It's not as if Townsville's special. It's going to be right around. And that means all the catchment areas are going to get all the rainfall as well. So all the river systems and dams, etc.
Now, Nitsa, I've got to ask you, bro. Like, I live right near the Ross River, literally on the back of it. Do I have to worry about some potential flooding or, you know, the Ross River overflowing and coming into the yards?
Oh, I don't think we're talking about that level of rainfall that's going to do that. Look, if the Ross Dam gets to 100%, there'll just be a little bit of controlled runoff. But we've had a very dry, wet season. So yeah, even with this rainfall, it's not really going to flood your house.
We're a long way off the Ross River filling up at this point. Oh, thank goodness.
Well, that's good. Yeah, just because, I mean,
it's like we want a bit more rain in there, but just not too much.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, this is good news because remember the dam was down around 40% or something a couple of weeks back, and then we got a bit of rain, and now we've got this follow-up rain. So hopefully the dam will get quite close to 90 or 100% by the end of this. So that's what we're hoping for anyway.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's panicking. Everyone was talking about how the weather's going to be terrible over the weekend. I was having a barbecue yesterday. I had a barbie yesterday.
But yesterday wasn't the craziness. Nitso keeps saying Tuesday, Anthony.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday now it is. Tuesday night, Wednesday. Yeah.
All right, not a problem. Is there any chance that this could do a big 180 and we could have none of this heavy rainfall at all?
No chance of no heavy rainfall. But what as I said, it's a numbers game. And the lower the number, it's around about 50 or 60 mils. So at that level, you know, we're not talking about anything too significant. But will we get rain? Absolutely. It's just a numbers game we're not too sure of, whether we're going to get 50, whether we're going to get 150, whether we might even get as high as 250. You know, they're the sort of things we're not quite clear on just yet. Give that another 24 hours or so, and we'll probably have a much better idea.
Thanks, Nitso. And how about those Cowboys, eh? What a game.
Yeah, they're on a roll, aren't they? I'm looking forward, actually, to a couple of weeks' time. They've got the Magic round this week, and then they've got the Storm and the Panthers coming up as well the next couple of weeks. So that will really be a big test for them.
Nice one. Well, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time, Nits.
Thanks, guys.
I call him Schizo now, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Nitso
that's
the
right.
Schizo.
Nitso the Schizo.
Love your work, Nitso. Talk to you soon.
The Mexican Cyclone Chaser.
Yeah.